Mine. How many of you recognize what I just did? Mine. Well, it's the chorus line of a bunch of hungry seagulls from the 2003 animated movie called Finding Nemo. Boy, am I dating myself. Even my young ones looked at me like, he's finally lost it, Grandpa. Well, I think that incessant chatter that comes throughout that movie from the seagulls strikes a familiar note about selfishness, and that they use that theme very effectively in that cartoonish type movie. But in more human terms, we have all heard this scolding that I'm about to give you during our growing up years. Don't be so selfish. Now, I'm sure none of my grandsons in here have ever heard their parents say that to them in the battles that go on between brothers and siblings. It is an admonition that applies still. And the Bible addresses the matter of selfishness with very strong warnings. The Bible also teaches us how to be unselfish, to have the selfless character of Jesus Christ. And being selfish or being selfless is what I'm going to be talking about today in this sermonette. Let me begin with the word selfish. Just a very brief definition, which I'm sure you all have a pretty good grasp of anyway, but if you hear the word selfish, you can understand that it only applies to, it is applicable to people who are only interested in their own advancement or desires, not that of others. And I'd like to give you a few scriptures from the Bible, and that's what I'm doing with these two words, is just backing it, the word selfish and selfless up with biblical admonitions and teachings. First, Philippians 2 and verse 21. Philippians 2 and verse 21 says, "For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus." It's quite an indictment, but it draws that contrast. If they're seeking their own, but not the things of Jesus Christ, then it seems like the biblical admonition is that somebody's missing something. Let's continue in James 3, verses 13 through 16. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. Who is wise and understanding among you? We can take that query, that question personally. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and notice this last word, it's demonic. Self-seeking is demonic, and selfishness certainly opens one up to that kind of attitude. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Self-seeking is brought out time and time again in these three verses or so as not being the right thing to do. Proverbs 26 and verse 12. And I know times we run into people who seem to glow with this type of an attitude in their persona, and what they say, what they do. Proverbs 26 and verse 12. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Why is he wise in his own eyes? Because he or she are selfish, self-centered, interested only in their own environment and issues. Romans chapter 2 and verse 8. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath will be the results, is what that verse is implying. So these four examples that I've just given you about selfishness from the Bible are, of course, just a few among many that you could find in the Bible that bring out the characteristics of being selfish, but also the consequences, because there really will be if we live our lives in a way that is selfish. We will not bear godly fruit. Next, let's look at some more positive examples that will support the word selfless. And this has to do with attentiveness to the needs of others. And a synonym would be unselfish. You can see the contrast of these things, especially as children play. You can see it in businesses. People go about their various ventures, and you hear of these things. You don't often hear of unselfish examples in business, especially. A few here and there, and they're really enjoyable to hear and explore. Okay, foundational to being selfless. It's found in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. Matthew 22, verse 37. We know this scripture very well, I assume. Jesus said to him, answering the question from one of those who was challenging him about what the great commandment is, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now, the second part of this talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. It does not exclude loving yourself. If you properly take care of yourself and apply what the true meaning of the word love means, you're going to have your life in order. Therefore, you're going to be able to help others and to love your neighbor as yourself, to help them achieve better goals in life. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5. Again, talking about love. And it really is the antonym to selfish. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 5. Just think about how love is applied to our neighbor, but especially to God. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. There again, does not seek its own. It's not selfish, is not provoked, and thinks no evil. Quite a qualification list here for exercising love. It's something we learn about and grow in by following the examples of the Word of God. 1 John 8, verse 4, I'm just going to cite to you. "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." I'd like to challenge you to test yourselves and center that test on your family. whether it's a brother, a sister, a wife, a husband, children, brethren, our neighbors, people we meet in the world. Are you selfish in your association with them? You know, if you want to tear up a family, have a husband or a wife, be selfish. This is, and I go back to mine. If that kind of action comes out in a marriage, it spills over, of course, into the children, or can. It's something we need to avoid. So test yourselves. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4. Paul writes, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves or himself. Let each of you look not only for your own interest, but also for the interest of others." There's that balance point. Yes, it's okay to take care of your own interests. Sometimes you have to sacrifice and give up your interest in order to help others, to love them in the way that we should. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, I'm giving you several scriptures, but it points up what the real truth of the Bible is in regard to these two terms I'm giving you. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, "Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being." Romans 12 and verse 10. Speed dial on your Bible here. Romans 12 and verse 10. "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." We do that in society. A lot of times we'll hold the door open for someone. We happen to be the door first, we hold it open for those behind us. That's a very modest example. But if someone cuts us off in traffic, maybe the example isn't so good, but that's when we let things go. If someone does, that's showing concern and outgoing concern for the other until they work out that bad attitude. Galatians 6 and verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." We can bear one another's burdens by prayer, by reaching out, by a phone call, by many different aspects, by meeting together. As I conclude, I'm going to talk about the attitude of Jesus Christ when he faced his sacrificial death. And he knew it was going to be hard. He agonized over it. And he was hoping for a different outcome as far as possibly what he would have to endure. But he was able to selfishly say, and boy, was that an important thing for all of humanity, "Not as I will, but as you will, Father." Because there is a consequence to sin, and sin requires death. Human death doesn't pay the full price for all of humanity. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15. "And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves." That's the objective of what Christ did, to teach us to live as he did, "but for him who died for them and rose again." By following the example of Jesus Christ, we can learn to be selfless. John 15 and verse 13 makes this powerful statement, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Christ did that literally. We can do that figuratively as well. And we don't know that there may come a time when we'll have to do that literally. Jesus Christ has given us the perfect example of selflessness, Let's all follow his mighty and perfect example.